Please welcome Henry Schaufuss.
I love July. You know why? Because it's red, hot, and blue. To start my story, I call it The Invisible Man. Starts in Baltimore, Maryland, where I was born and raised, on crab cakes and National Bohemian beer. Went through school up until through the 11th grade. And then we moved, just before my senior year, we moved to southeastern Ohio. Small town by the name of Cambridge. Population about 13,000 people. And that's where I spent my senior year, my last year in high school. And I was never able to go to any of the reunions because I was working. I couldn't break away from my job. And then up until the 50th reunion, I was retired by then, and I was free to go. So I got on the airplane, flew back to Ohio. Along the way, I tried to remember as many of my classmates' names as I could. There were about 135 in the class. I came up with 15 names. So that was pretty good for me, considering I had only been with them for about a year. So plane lands in Columbus, and I pick up a car and drive one over to Cambridge, about 80 miles to the east. And there were three events scheduled for that weekend of the reunion. The first was a mini reunion at a classmate's house, Nancy Miller, out in the country. Then on Saturday night was the main event, the dinner at the Cambridge Country Club. And on Sunday, brunch at the Colonel Taylor Inn, an old Victorian house, three stories that had been turned into a bed and breakfast. So now it's Friday afternoon, and I'm on my way out to Nancy Miller's place out in the country, about 6 or 7 miles east of Cambridge. I find the access road up to her house. It's a woodsy area. It's a little gravel road that winds through the woods, slightly uphill for about a third of a mile. I get up there and I park my car next to the others, and I don't get out right away. I sit there for a minute and I'm thinking, what am I doing here? Do I really belong here? These people all know each other. They grew up together. Some of them have known each other as small children. Kindergarten, first grade, all through school. Here I come along at the last minute, a late arrival. Nobody's going to know me. Nobody's going to remember me. There really wasn't that much to remember. I was just an average student. Didn't participate in anything, didn't really make any friends, just went to class, went home, that was about it. There was only one thing that made me a little, a little bit unusual, set me apart from the others. Toward the end of the year, there was a formal dinner for the senior class. And I attended the dinner, and I was voted the most serious boy in the class. A dubious distinction. Sometimes I wonder who the most serious girl was, but then I think, maybe I don't really want to know. So I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, I'm a stranger. I'm an outsider. Should I get out and go ahead, or should I just turn around and go back? You know, I could probably have a better time back in my motel room smoking cigarettes and watching Cat and Kangaroo and playing Solitaire Till Dawn with a deck of 51. But in the end, I decided, no, I think we'll go ahead with this. We'll press on. After all, I'm already here. You know, let's just give it a try. And it's not going to kill me. It'll only be a couple hours out of my life. Let's go ahead and endeavor to persevere. So I get out and I survey the scene. I take a look around. It's a beautiful late summer afternoon. It's warm, the sun is shining, the birds are singing. Blue skies, white clouds. At least the weather is good. The house is off to the left a little bit, about 20 yards away. There's about 10 people over there. Countryside, it's wide open. It's the only house around. No neighboring houses in sight. Beautiful. So there's about 10 or 12 people gathered over by the house. There's a smaller group of four guys off to the right. So I head for the house. Now, this group of four guys, fellas, they're somewhat closer. They see me coming, and they're watching me as I'm approaching. One of them raises his hand, waves to me, calls out my name. Hi, Henry. Oh, doggies. I couldn't believe it. I thought I was dreaming. This fellow, whoever he was, actually recognized me after 50 years. This was my 50th reunion. And not only that, he remembered my name. One minute I'm walking along, thinking this is going to be a downer. The next, the clouds part, and out shines the sun. It was a, what do you call it? What do we call this? It was an about-face moment. Yeah. One minute, dark clouds. The next, bright sunshine. So I go over to this group of four to find out who this fine fellow was, who recognized me, who remembered me. His name is Gary Whitus. One of the most popular guys in the class. It's easy to see why. Friendly, cheerful, smiling, the most likable guy you'd ever hope to meet. So for the next few minutes, I get acquainted with, reacquainted with Gary. And then I go over to meet the other folks. All right, one of the fellows over there, his name is Jim Ross. Also a very popular guy, very social. He's got a beer in his hand. He brought some beer with him. You know, he likes to have a beer. So he offered me a beer. He made me an offer I couldn't refuse. Nobody likes to have a beer more than old Henry. Well, things were getting better all the time. Now we're starting to enjoy myself. And it was an enjoyable evening, and also the next night at the Cambridge Country Club, the dinner, that was enjoyable. Also, brunch at the Colonel Taylor Inn on Sunday. All these things were very enjoyable. And when it was over, and I was on my way back home, I said to myself, you know, I'm glad I went. It was worth it. It was a good trip. Actually, it was a little more than good. It was special. And what made it so special was when my classmate, Gary, waved to me and called out my name. Hi, Henry. That was a special moment. It was memorable. It was one of the most memorable moments of my life. And it didn't just make my day. My friends, that moment made my year. And that's my story. About the invisible man who really wasn't quite that invisible.